Oncologists in the United States are about to begin a trial on cancer patients whose standard treatment options have run out. The researchers say they'll target genetic mutations in cancer. It's just one of a range of studies that uses new fields of research, like genomics, to open up different approaches to treating cancer. Sarah Seggi has our report.
The trial by the US National Cancer Institute is unique because it will target treatments based on the genetic mutations of a patient's cancer, not the type of cancer itself. Dr. James Dorishaw is the Institute's deputy director.
This is really the first time in a very large way that patients will be screened for mutation, irrespective of the site of origin of their tumor, and treated with a drug that is presumed to be effective against that particular molecular change.
The trial will involve around 1,000 patients with all types of cancer in advanced stages who have already tried standard therapies such as chemotherapy. They will be given experimental drugs not available on the market or medicine approved by the US Food and Drugs Administration that is currently used for other purposes. Dr. James Dorishaw says the trial will provide oncologists with valuable information about cancer that is not yet known.
So we expect that we will find new mutations that have never been described before in diseases because of this large screening effort. What we don't know is how well this approach will work in terms of defining which therapy is best or not. What we are quite sure about is since we will be obtaining new tumor biopsies prior to the initiation of treatment, we're very likely to find out a great deal about when drugs don't work. Why they don't work? Well, because we'll be doing very deep molecular analysis of all of these tumors that we screen.
This approach to cancer treatment is described as precision medicine, in which therapies and preventative measures are more tailored to the individual patient. Dr. Dorishaw says through this cancer trial, researchers hope to find out more about precision medicine and the benefits for cancer patients.
This is one of the first trials to try to discover whether this is a good approach. I don't think it will yet define that this is unequivocally the best approach, but I think that we will learn a great deal how to do these genetically based treatment research programs, and then from there understand in what circumstances this approach is actually better or perhaps not better than the current approaches.
The trial was announced at the American Society of Clinical Oncology annual meeting in Chicago. In another cancer research initiative also detailed at Chicago, promising results have been found for patients with melanoma in its advanced stage. The trial tested two cancer drugs and found when taken together, the tumours of around 60% of patients had either become stable or shrank by about a third over the course of nearly 1 year. Patient Pam Smith told Al Jazeera about how the treatment had worked for her.
The drugs have shrunk the tumour. They've shrunk it from 9 millimetres down to 4 millimetres. So, and then afterwards they found some like lesions on my lungs, but even they have shrunk now to like tinier than a pinprick.
The treatment is a form of immunotherapy tested in a study led by Dr. James Larkin, an oncologist from the Royal Marsden Hospital in the UK. He says he also wants to learn from the patients who did not respond to the therapy.
There'll be probably, for the combination of drugs, something like 40% of patients who don't have significant tumour shrinkage. And actually what we need to do is to understand why and to develop new approaches so that hopefully we can get the number of people who are benefiting from this treatment and these treatments to be higher still, so we can help more of our patients.
That's UK oncologist Dr. James Larkin, ending Sarah Seggi's report.